And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Rebecca Taylor, Assistant Director to the Miss Carbon County Organization. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ro?
So you got a big thing coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
We do. It's the Miss Carbon County pageant this weekend. Girls have been preparing, though, for several weeks.
And it's going to take place at the Price City Auditorium. Now, you've got seven contestants.
That's right.
And they range from ages 17 to 24. Now, they're just not being thrown into this to compete. They've been preparing with workshops. Tell us a little about the workshops they've been doing prior.
Oh, yes. These girls have been working for several weeks on all kinds of different skills. With this pageant, they have a talent that they have to perform. There is an interview that they have with the judges that is quite extensive. So we've done practice interviews. We've done gone over their talents. They have production numbers they have to learn. They've just been practicing all kinds of things.
And I think that's pretty neat that you're able to get them prepared and let them know what they're getting themselves into, so to say.
Yes, we love to tell these girls from the time they sign on that they're getting into this not alone. They have us there to help them every step of the way. They don't need to be overwhelmed. They should feel very prepared Saturday. We feel confident that they're ready for this.
Tell us a little bit about the categories they're going to be judging. How is the judging work?
There are several categories. So these girls will start their day Saturday with an interview, a personal interview with our judges, where our judges will get to know them. They will spend some time talking about their platform. Each girl has to pick a platform, something that they're going to do throughout the year if they are selected as Miss Carbon County, that they will be basically giving back to their community. It's a service platform, something that they'll focus on for the whole year. So there's a lot of time spent with the judges that day talking about their platform and what they plan to do. Also questions about their scholastic achievements, their community service. These girls are very well-rounded to compete as Miss Carbon County. That night, they will perform for us talents, which will also be judged. They will have an on-stage interview or on-stage question that they will need to answer. That night also, they'll be competing in an evening gown as well as a swimsuit competition. Ability to present themselves on stage, their ability to speak to the judges. Swimsuit competition is their athletic ability, their fitness level, those type of things.
Now, the great thing about this competition is, I think that draws a lot of young gals into this, is scholarships.
That's right. This is a scholarship pageant. So these girls are college bound. They are interested in improving themselves, and this is a great step to get to that next level.
So the new Miss Carbon County will not only represent us here, but they also will be going up, the newly crowned will go up for the Miss Utah pageant.
That's right. It's a big deal. They will prepare for the rest of this year to be representing Carbon County at Miss Utah next year. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into that. A lot of things they need to do to get ready. Their platform is a big one. So we just appreciate the community support with our Miss Carbon County as she gets ready to go up to Miss Utah. There's so many things involved in that process that the community support is very important.
Now, if you have some young gals out there, just not quite at the age to compete right now, but say, I don't know, next year, but they want to learn more about the Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization, where can they go?
We have several places they can go. We have a Facebook page, the Miss Carbon County Facebook page, and I would say that's probably your best resource. We'll post all things on there about what's coming up. Girls who aren't old enough yet to compete in the Miss Carbon County pageant, we have several categories for younger girls, and that's a very good place to start if they're interested in doing Miss Carbon County. We have our Little Miss, our Mini Miss, and our Junior Miss categories where they can compete. It's not quite so intense, but they can learn the process.
And what they're getting themselves
That's
into.
Right. That's
now,
right.
When are those going to take place?
Junior Miss, Little Miss, and Mini Miss pageants all take place the same night. And that's generally around March or April.
So that is coming up. So mm-hmm. people or gals that are thinking about it, they've got some time. And like you said, this is a good starting point for them to see what they're getting themselves into if they choose to go do the Miss Carbon County.
It's a great place to start. They spend all kinds of time throughout the year with our Miss Carbon County, doing things right along with her. So it's a great place to start. And that all that information will be up on our webpage.
So they can find
or
that.
On our Facebook page if they
can
want
find
to
that out.
Do that.
Yeah. All right. So the Miss Carbon County pageant is taking place this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Price City Auditorium. Now, admission is $7 per person. Children 3 years and under are free. And the proceeds from this event go right back into the organization to help with any expenses for the newly crowned Miss Carbon County. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
We just love to have as many people come out and support these girls as possible. They've worked so hard, and it's always just so encouraging to see a room full of people there to support them and help them. The energy just is, it's a lot more fun when there's people there cheering them on.
The big thing is they're representing our county. So
they
we need to support them. So go on out. Again, that is this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Price City Auditorium. Admission is $7. Come and see these seven talented gals in our county. It's going to be lots of fun. This has been a Castle Country FYI.